Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Alam Omar, I don't regret grouping U.S. Israel with terror groups. That's right. A member of Congress is now doubling down on her comments that she believes the U.S. is no different than Al-Qaeda. She actually is an elected member of Congress. We're going to deal with that today. Also, the New York City Board of Elections saying, our bad. Yeah, we made a major error in counting votes. We've now removed the election results because we accidentally counted a bunch of fake ballots. How many? About 135,000 ballots that were not supposed to be counted at all. So they've now had to remove those ballots. And yes, I'm supposed to, of course, trust all election results. Also, Jill Biden is getting the Vogue cover treatment after the magazine snubbed an actual supermodel, Melania Trump, for 5 years. More on that in just a moment. But before we get to those stories, I want to get to an update for you. Tucker Carlson, as we told you yesterday, has gotten information from a whistleblower that the NSA is actually monitoring his communications, trying to get information they can then leak to the media that would then damage him, his brand, and possibly end his TV show, which is the number one most watched conservative TV show in America on Fox News Channel. The White House has now been asked, and the NSA is now responding to these claims that, yes, in fact, Tucker Carlson is under surveillance from the U.S. government, which would break the law. The NSA is supposed to be monitoring surveillance of people in foreign countries, not American citizens. Monitoring American citizens is, in fact, against the law. So Tucker started out by saying, all right, we've got more information. And there's three questions that we want answered immediately by the NSA. Quote, does the NSA have any surveillance products on me or my team? Who authorized the retention of such product? And what were the minimization procedures for U.S. citizens and journalists in this case? Now, the White House is also not denying that Tucker Carlson's electronic communications, his email, his text messages have been monitored by the NSA. Here is Tucker in his own words.
Last night, we told you about the Biden administration's efforts to monitor and intimidate this show. On Sunday, we heard from a whistleblower within the U.S. government, someone with direct knowledge, who warned us that the NSA was reading our electronic communications, our emails and texts, and was planning to leak them selectively in an effort to hurt us. This person had details from my emails that no one outside the recipient could have known. So it was not a delusion. It was entirely real. In fact, it was confirmed. After the show last night, after we announced this, other news organizations acted as if it's totally normal for heavily politicized intel agencies to spy on and threaten journalists they disagree with. It's no big deal. Stop whining. But it is a big deal. It is completely wrong, not to mention illegally. And this is hardly the first time the so-called intelligence community has done something like this. They've done an awful lot of it. Look it up. If we let them continue to do it, it's the end of democracy. Democracy can't function with semi-independent, highly politicized intel agencies. It's really dangerous. For its part, the Biden administration just ignored the story. They did not deny the story. They can't. They know that it's true. Today, the president's flack was asked about it on Air Force One. Here's the exchange.
Now, I want you to think about this White House just for a moment. The White House would have loved to have put egg on the face of Tucker Carlson, make him look like a paranoid, crazy person, a conspiracy theorist, QAnon type white supremacist. They would have loved to have come out on Air Force One saying Tucker Carlson is a liar. Tucker Carlson is insane. Tucker Carlson is lying to his audience and he's making up crap. Now, of course, Tucker Carlson and his team were very cautious when vetting this information that was given to them by a whistleblower to make sure that it wasn't, in fact, a setup so that he would look stupid to the world and all of the media could mock him. And if Tucker Carlson is wrong about this, saying that the NSA is, in fact, monitoring him and quite possibly countless other journalists, all of the media would stack up against him. They would love for him to be wrong. The problem is, it looks like very clearly he's not wrong, that he is telling the truth and that this is happening. And if it wasn't happening, the White House would have come out and immediately condemned and said that Tucker Carlson is a liar, that Tucker Carlson is off his rocker. That is what they would have said. So why did the White House not say that Tucker Carlson is not being investigated? Because they know that it's actually true.
Tucker Carlson said that the NSA is spying on him. Is the administration aware of any espionage or listening efforts on U.S. citizens by the NSA? And is Tucker Carlson one of them?
Now, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is going to respond to this reporter. And you can hear there's some tough noise there on Air Force One. So I will read you that question just so we're all very clear about the question that is being asked. Quote, Tucker Carlson said that the NSA is spying on him. Is the administration aware of any espionage or listening efforts on U.S. citizens by the NSA? Question mark. And if Tucker Carlson one of them? Because this reporter understands that there's very good chance that this is much bigger than just Tucker Carlson. In fact, there's a very good chance that people just like myself could be on this list being monitored by the NSA, that any other talk show host in America or prominent podcaster in America that is a thorn in the side of this administration is monitoring. Because if you're going to monitor Tucker Carlson, why wouldn't you monitor a bunch of other people and what they're saying in their text messages and in their emails so that you can discredit them and silence them and shut them down forever? Right? That's what you would say. That's what you would go with. Jen Psaki responding from the White House. And again, if there was a denial that was coming, it would be a very swift denial, what she said.
Well, the NSA, as I think you're well aware, I'm not sure everyone's aware, everyone on this plane is aware, I should say, is an entity that focuses on foreign threats and individuals who are attempting to do us harm on foreign soil. So that is their purview. But beyond that, I would point you to the intelligence community.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's
day.
The that's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
right.
And then
right.
You get into right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Let's look at her exact quote. Well, the NSA, as I think you're well aware, I'm sure everyone's aware, on this plane is aware, I should say, is an entity that focuses on foreign threats. Okay, let's just dissect that dodging question answer from the White House. Tucker Carlson, is he a foreigner? No. Is he a foreign threat? No. Is he a U.S. citizen? Yes. Is he in the United States of America? Yes. Is he a member of the United States media? Yes. So based on what you just said, there's no reason why Tucker Carlson should be monitored by the NSA. She goes on to say, I should say, is an entity that focuses on foreign threats and individuals who are attempting to do us harm on foreign soil. Okay, then let's take the second part. Is Tucker Carlson on foreign soil trying to do harm, attempting to do us harm on foreign soil? No, he's in Washington, D.C., doing his TV show for Fox News Channel in D.C., hanging out with his kids when he's not doing his TV show in D.C., which is not foreign soil. So that is their purview, she goes on to say. But beyond that, I would point you to the intelligence community. In other words, we're not going to deny that he's being looked at, right? Great answer, isn't it? It really is. It's a brilliant answer. We'll kick the ball over to the intelligence community and let the NSA deal with this. We're done. So here's Tucker Carlson's response to this insanity.
But here's what to notice. No denial. Of course, she's right that the NSA is chartered to spy on foreigners, not on Americans. That's illegal. And yet the NSA does routinely spy on Americans. It won't call it spying. That's exactly what it is. Millions of Americans. And sometimes it does it for political reasons. And everyone knows this. Everyone, including sitting members of the Intel Committee. Some of them are paranoid about their own communications. That's true. In Washington, this is just considered fine. But it's not fine. It is dangerous and it's wrong.
I want you to think about one other thing that Tucker just said there. There are members of the intelligence committees that are supposed to oversee the intelligence community that truly now believe that their own communications are being spied on by the NSA. Their telephone calls are being listened to and transcribed. Their text messages are being read. All of their digital communications are being read. And they're the ones that are supposed to be overseeing the intelligence community. Let's go back to a guy that used to be president of the United States of America by the name of Donald Trump. Remember when Donald Trump warned you about the intelligence community, warned you about the swamp? Do you remember the intelligence community that they said spied on him when he was running for president? And of course, everybody said that that was some conspiracy theory crazy. And then we found out it was actually true. They were spying on Donald Trump and they were spying on his campaign after the fact. Remember when Obama and Biden's White House literally were spying on Donald Trump? Remember when the intelligence community was trying to set up people to perjure themselves so they could find out some dirt on Donald Trump? If you don't believe me, ask General Flynn. Remember James Comey? Go back to James Comey, the guy in charge of the FBI. We just decided to send a couple guys over to the White House. They were stupid and young and naive at the White House, and we thought maybe we can get away with it. And you had General Flynn, who served his country, who didn't think he'd done anything wrong, of course. So he's like, the FBI wants to meet with me? Of course I'll interview with them. I'm an American patriot. I've served my country. Why would I not meet with them? Do I need a lawyer? Of course not. We're just going to ask you a few questions. Future, move forward. Man, we're going to indict you. You're going to give us dirt on Donald Trump. There is no dirt. All right, well, then we're going to ruin your life, the life of your sons, and we're going to come after you forever and ever. Amen. 8 months, 9 months, 10 months before that, anyone that said anything about this that looked like this, you were immediately told that you were a conspiracy theorist, that you were crazy. It all happened. And now we have an administration spying on American journalists who are not on foreign soil.
Some faceless hack in a powerful government spy agency decides he doesn't like what you think, so he's going to hurt you, and there's nothing you can do about it? That could happen to you. And when it does happen, trust us. NBC News will call you a delusional QAnon conspiracy theorist for complaining about it.
That's right. Tucker is right. Right now, they can do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it, however they want to do it. And who's going to stop them? The intelligence committees that are supposed to stop them apparently are actually being monitored, listened to, text messages being read by a government agency that we're supposed to be over and they're supposed to have oversight of. So if all of this can come out against Tucker Carlson, who's committed no crime, who's not on foreign soil, that's not working with a foreign government because they want to embarrass him, silence him, or have his show be ruined because he's saying something they don't like, who's going to rein them in? Who? White House says we're going to refer to the NSA.
Well, this morning we decided to just call Paul Nakasone directly. He's the highly political left-wing four-star general who runs the NSA. The receptionist refused to put us through. We're American citizens, though, so we kept trying, because it's our right. This afternoon we got his direct line, and we tried to get him. Nakasone's assistant seemed shocked that someone whose email the NSA is reading would dare to call the director himself. Shut up, serf, obey! So they told us Nakasone just wasn't there. Then, just minutes before air tonight, the NSA sent us an infuriatingly dishonest formal statement, an entire paragraph of lies written purely for the benefit of the Intel community's lackeys at CNN and MSNBC, all those people they hire with the titles on the screen. They also
let me read you, by the way, the statement from the NSA regarding the recent allegations. This is the statement you send out that says, in translation, don't screw with us. We will ruin you. Their statement reads this way, and wait for the denial in this statement. There's not one. On June the 28th, 2021, Tucker Carlson alleged that the National Security Agency has been monitoring our electronic communications in an attempt to take the show off the air. Tucker Carlson has never been an intelligence target of the agency, and the NSA has never had any plans to try to take this program off the air. The NSA has a foreign intelligence mission. We target foreign powers to generate insights on foreign activities. that could harm the United States with limited expectations. Example, an emergency. NSA may not target a U.S. citizen without a court order that explicitly authorized the targeting. You notice they didn't say that they haven't been monitoring Tucker Carlson. You notice that the NSA did not say that their team was not reading his messages. What they did say was, we didn't have any plans to try to take his program off the air. They also said Tucker Carlson's never been an intelligence target. Okay, so did he talk to somebody that is a target, and then you use that as your basis to monitor Tucker Carlson? Because there is a person at the NSA that is a whistleblower, and a person that is a whistleblower at the NSA that said, this is what they're doing. Tucker Carlson said, hold on a second, I'm not sure I believe you. Show me proof. Okay, let me read you your last text messages. Wait, what? Let me read you your last emails, the emails that only you would know about, messages you would only know about, no one else. So, of course, the NSA comes out with this, how dare you? We're not investigating you. You're not the direct target. Well, could you be involved with another target? Are they using another person you talked to as their target to then target you or to just survey you? They didn't answer the question. You want to know what a communist government looks like? This is what it looks like. This isn't happening in another country. This is happening in the United States of America. And we have no idea how many Americans are now under surveillance of the NSA because they're a political enemy speaking truth to power.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And then you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Here's more of what Tucker had to say about the egregious actions of an out-of-control communist government attacking its own citizens in America.
He also tweeted it out a few minutes ago. Now, last night on the show, we made a very straightforward claim. NSA has read my private emails without my permission. Period. That's what we said. Tonight's statement from the NSA does not deny that. Instead, it comes with this non sequitur. In part, quote, Tucker Carlson has never been an intelligence target of the agency. Okay, glad to know. But the question remains, did the Biden administration read my personal emails? That's the question that we asked directly to NSA officials when we spoke to them about 20 minutes ago in a very heated conversation. Did you read my emails? And again, they refused to say. Again and again. And then they refused even to explain why they couldn't answer that simple question. We can't tell you, and we won't tell you why we can't tell you. My emails. And the message was clear. We can do whatever we want. We can read your personal texts. We can read your personal emails. We can send veiled threats your way to brush you back if we don't like your politics. We can do anything. We're our own country, and there's literally nothing you can do about it. We're in charge. You're not.
Now, think about what Tucker's also saying about what this means overall in this country. Even the people that are put into positions of power, who are supposed to be overseeing the intelligence community, are afraid that their own communications are actually being monitored by the NSA. This reminds me of J. Edgar Hoover. Remember when he had his file cabinet filled with information on people coming into government, people that he had dirt on so they would never screw with him so he could have total control over the FBI and really over the government? Yeah, that happened. How is this any different? It's almost like they decided to learn from what he did and they decided to implement it today. Who is it we don't like? Monitor them. Who is it that's saying things we don't like them to say? Let's go after them. Who is it that's elected? Who's supposed to be covering us, asking us questions? Let's get dirt on them so we can blackmail them so they'll let us keep doing whatever the hell we want. Same thing he did at the FBI. Am I wrong?
Orwellian does not begin to describe the experience. It was like living in China. But we should get used to it. Now that the Biden administration has classified tens of millions of patriotic Americans, the kind who served in the military and fly flags in front of their homes, as potential domestic terrorists, white supremacist saboteurs, we're going to see a whole lot more of this kind of thing.
The warning from Tucker Carlson is clear. More than likely, he's not the only one. But you have to understand what type of government we actually have right now and who's running this government, who's elected to this government, and what is actually happening with this government. We have a government that has people in the government that actually hate America. That's a fact. Ilhan Omar was on the show that's lost 75% of its ratings since their public enemy number one disappeared, Donald Trump. Jake Tapper, the I'm holier than thou, I'm the real journalist of America, I'm the one that you should be listening to. Omar was on his show yesterday, and the Democratic leadership hasn't said a damn thing about this, what she had to say yesterday.
I've welcomed any time, you know, my colleagues have asked to have a conversation, to learn from them, for them to learn from me. I think it's really important for these members to realize that they haven't been partners in injustice. They haven't been, you know, equally engaging in seeking justice around the world. And I think, you know, I will continue to do that. It is important for me as someone who knows what it feels like to experience injustice in ways that many of my colleagues don't, to be a voice in finding accountability, asking for mechanisms for justice for those who are maligned, oppressed, and who have had injustice done to them.
Wow. There you have it. You have a woman who just trashed every Jewish member of Congress. Every Jewish member of Congress. And this is how insane our government is right now. Will the left cover this one? Of course not. She's clearly saying her Jewish colleagues have not been partners in fighting injustice. You have a congresswoman in the United States of America a trashing Jewish members of Congress who condemned her, saying, quote, "It's really important for these members to realize that they haven't been partners in fighting injustice." This is the same woman who is given a platform on CNN to say that America is no different than Al-Qaeda or ISIS or the Islamic State. So if you want to know why the government can do whatever the hell it wants to right now, we've got people within the government that actually hate the United States of America, that compare the United States of America, which they are a member of its Congress, to Al-Qaeda. So, of course, the NSA thinks they can do whatever the hell they want to do. And that's not all the government's doing right now. Another story that I'll throw on your radar screen, because it's kind of an important one, is Democrats are now trying to take away your rights in your cities to actually have the towns that you want to live in. That's, yeah. Democrats' reconciliation package is now going to take away all of your zoning rights in your local community, federalizing local zoning laws and making it damn sure that they can build low-income housing, apartment complexes, and high-rises in the suburbs that are traditionally more conservative. Democrats are now trying to federalize local zoning laws the same way they wanted to federalize local elections within infrastructure reconciliation package, they say, so that then they can place high-rise, low-income apartments in communities that will then turn them to more Democrat communities than Republican. This reconciliation package to implement the destruction of the suburb via a measure within the package called the Homes Act will attempt to put federal government in charge of all local zoning laws to change local demographics, impacting these conservative areas of the country. According to the measure within the transportation package, and it is in there, any local government that does not comply with the federal zoning guidelines, meaning ordinances that ban apartment building from certain residential areas or high rises, or even set a minimum lot size so that you can have estate style lots or fewer homes in a community for a single family home, well, then you will be cut off from the federal government. Not only will HUD cut off funding to that city, funding that any city needs to maintain their current low income housing, they're going to take it a step further. Other consequences, if you don't let the federal government come in and plan your local cities for you, and if you keep your local zoning laws in place, you'll be punished. Your entire state will be punished, which means the state will then come in and punish you locally. It will prohibit the federal government from giving any state taxpayer-funded transportation grants of any kind if you refuse to allow high-rise apartments throughout their high-density zoning in the suburbs. States that rely on federal transportation money to fix your streets and highways, which virtually everybody does, and they can't afford their streets and highways without the federal funding, will lose that funding until you allow for the housing and urban development plan to be put into place. So if you live in a nice area of town and you try to keep apartment and low-income housing out, they will bury you. This is what your government is doing right now. This is it. Think about it. This is not a free country anymore. This is total communism being put into place within hundreds of days of having an election. Yeah, thanks for participating, everyone. This is now where we are. It's disgusting and also incredible. All right, as I've said before, if you like this show, please subscribe to it. It's free. Please write us a review and please share it with your family and your friends on social media. Hit that little share arrow and share it right now so other people can hear this information that the mainstream media clearly is never, ever going to cover. See you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.